Part 2. Entrenchment and Enlightenment. I am caught off balance, and in a way more painful than any disadvantage I've ever known, even in combat. Unlike in combat, I fear that the recovery will prove much more difficult and will take me many 10 days or months or years or lifetimes. If I can ever find my way through to a place of acceptance with my son and those he considers his dearest friends, indeed, those he values more than he values me. That last thought is not a complaint, certainly, for these are the friends he has surrounded himself with for the majority of his life, the companions who have journeyed beside him on many adventures and stood beside him in many fights, legendary battles, from what Jarl Axel has told me. So there is no jealousy here, nor bitterness about his relationship with these others. Besides, my current predicament is my own fault. I know this, but admitting it even to myself is painful. I hear the words coming out of my mouth, the reflexive jokes and jabs, and it is not until I see the expressions coming back at me, and then, sometimes, the angry words, that I realize that I have offended. I am nearly 200 years removed from the world of the living. Perhaps it is the different time, but more than that, I am in a place the likes of which I never knew in my former life. My former life was that of a dark elf, a Lothian drow. I never lived beyond Menzo Baranzon and spent the entirety of my half millennium there, with only the exceptions of missions, all but two exclusively in the Underdark, and almost all either patrolling the perimeter corridors around the cavern that holds my city home, or to other drow cities in the thrall of the Spider Queen, usually Chednasad. I saw a few humans, a few dozen dwarves, and only a handful of elves in that past life, and I did not mistreat them, and encouraged others as much as I could without forfeiting my life to similarly show mercy. I thought that was correct of me. It was something to hang a mantle of pride upon. How big of Zacnaphane not to torture or murder a dwarf simply for being a dwarf! I did not recognize my own prejudice, attributing my quieter, honest feelings to the simple matter of, that is the way of things. It did not even occur to me that in applauding my own kindness, there was, too, an unspoken condescension. Unspoken, but I cannot honestly say unintended. For while I recognize the value of the human or dwarf or elf or halfling or gnome as a person and not as a goblinoid monster, and while I tried, in my brief interactions, to judge that non-drow person by her beliefs and what was in her heart, by her words or behavior, the judgment I expressed was conscious alone. It wasn't in my heart. Whether it was simply my upbringing, the community about me, the way of things, hidden from my determination to prove otherwise, the truth was, I thought that I, as drow, was superior. I couldn't admit it to myself. Perhaps I didn't consciously know this truth. But I imposed upon those other races limitations of expectation of their abilities, physical and mental. I see it now. See it clearly, particularly when confronted with the reality that my son has married a human, and that she carries within her womb a child both drow and human. I recognize within me my own feelings of prejudice, but that does not mean they will be easily expunged. No, I see that truth every time a prod, a jab, a mock slips past my tongue, one diminishing to the many non-drow around me, or one somehow designed to remind those few drow around me of the way of things. Now I know. The way of things is the most stubborn and debilitating demon of all. Zacnaphane Doerden.